And the pasuk says, "V'zeh hadavar asher ta'aseh lohem l'kadesh oisam l'chahen li." This is the thing that you shall do for them, for Aaron and his sons, to make them holy, to become kohanim to me. L'kach, they should take. The word l'kach has the same meaning as kach. Par echod ben bokor, they should take one young bull, ve'elim shinoyim, and two rams, tamimim. All these animals should be without a blemish. And the pasuk will tell us a bit further that the par will be for a carbon chatos, one ayel will be for a carbon oila, and the second ayel for a carbon shlam. Rashi explains that the par lachatos was to atone for the egel which they made. And that is because a par is a three-year-old bull, and an egel is the same animal but a younger version. An egel is a bull that's only 1 year old, in its first year. So therefore, the par can come and atone for the younger egel. And the pasuk says you will take a par lachatas, one ayel la'oilo and one ayel la'shlamim, and also you will bring 30 breads. V'lechem matzis, 10 lechem matzis, v'chalos matzis belulas bashemen, and 10 chalos matzis mixed with oil, v'rikike matzis meshuchim bashemen, and 10 rikike matzis smeared with oil. Soiles chitim ta'asa oisam, fine flour of wheat you shall make them. What is lecha matzis, chalos matzis, and rikike matzis? Lecha matzis were matzis made from revucha, which means they poured hot water first on the flour, then they baked it, and after that they fried it. Further on, the pasuk calls the lecha matzis chalas lechem shemen. It calls it with the name Shemen because the lechem matzis had as much oil as the chalos matzis and rikike matzis together. That is why it is called chalas lechem Shemen. What were chalos matzis? They were chalos in which the oil was mixed at the point when it was flour. They took oil and mixed it in with the flour and then baked it. Rikike matzis was they baked it first and then they smeared the baked rikikim with oil, and it was smeared in a certain design. Rashi says, "Kemin chaf yevonis," the Greek chaf, the Greek letter chaf, which is like nun shelanu. The Mefarshim explain that it was like a backwards nun, because if it was like a regular nun, then Rashi would not call it chaf yevonis, but rather it would call it a nun. They smeared it like a nun. The fact that he compares it to chaf yevonis is because there was no letter in the Hebrew alphabet that would show that design. Only a chaf yevonis was that design. If we want to compare it to a Hebrew letter, then it's like our nun, but backwards. That is, so he took these 30 breads, 10 lechem matzis, 10 chalos matzis, and 10 rikike matzis, v'nosato oisom al sal echad, and he placed it in one basket, v'krafta oisom basol, and you should bring it close with the basket, v'sapor v'shnei ha'elim, with the par and the two elim. Moshe shall take these 30 chalos, plus the par and the two elim, and bring them into the chatzar ha'mishkon. V'saron v'sponov takriv, and Aaron and his sons you shall bring close, el pesach oil moed, to the opening of the oil moed, v'rochatzta oisam ba'moyim, and you should wash them with water. And Rashi explains, this is tfilas kol gufoy. It does not mean they should take a bath, but rather it means they should be tovel in a mikvah. I saw it brought down from the Brisker Rav in Sefer Torah Ze'ev al Zvochim, that he brings a raya from here, that in the Chatzar Mishkan it seems from this pasuk that there was a mikvah, because it says Aaron Avonov should come El Pesach Oil Moed and be tovel in a mikvah. It's mashma that there was a mikvah in the Chatzar of the Oil Moed. Meshech Chochma is also medayik from the Loshon Ve'es Aaron Ve'es Bonov. Takriv. Why does it say ve'es aron ve'es bonov? And the answer, since v'rochatzta oisam ba'moyim means tfilas kol gufoy, that Aaron and his sons have to be tovel in a mikvah, and a father and a son are not supposed to go to a mikvah together. Therefore, it says ve'es aron ve'es bonov, separating Aaron and his sons, that they should not go together. V'lokachto es ha'begodim, and you Moshe should take the begodim. V'lbashte es aron es hakutoynes, and dress Aaron with the kutoynes, the shirt. It does not mention over here the apnate, which should really be put on at this point. It will be mentioned further in Pasuk Tes. Ves me'il ha'efod. And after the ksoines, you should put on the me'il ha'efod. Vesa Ephod, and then the Ephod, Vesa Choshen, and afterwards the Choshen. Vafara Toloi Becheshava Ephod. And then you will beautify him, beautify Aaron, by tying the belt of the Ephod. Vesamto Hamitz Nefes al Roshoi, and then you shall place the hat on his head. Vinosato es Nezer HaKodesh, and you shall place the holy crown, which is referring to the tzitz, al Hamitz Nefes, on the hat, which we already explained. That through the strings, the psile techeles, that went around the head of the Kohen Gadol, and over the top of the head of the Kohen Gadol, it was really that the techeles was holding the hat on the Kohen Gadol's head. Therefore, the pasuk calls it that the Nezer HaKodesh was al hametz nefes, on the hat. V'lokachto Hashemen HaMishcha. And you shall take the anointing oil, v'yotzakto al roishoi, and you should pour it on his head, u'mashachto oisoi, and anoint Aaron. Rashi explains that Moshe should take some oil and put it on Aaron's head, and then also put oil on his eyelashes, and smear them together, kimin chaf yevonis, like a Greek chaf. Although the pasuk over here only mentions being Moshech, smearing Aaron, and the psukim over here do not mention being Moshech, his children, with the Shemen HaMishcha, the pasuk earlier, in Perik Chav Ches, Pasuk Mem Aleph says clearly, "Umashachta oisam," and you shall be moshach them, referring to Aaron and his children. And also in Parshas Pekudei, further on in Perik Mem Pasuk Tezvav, it also says, "Umashachta oisam kasher moshachta esavihem." Arachaim says that the pasuk over here is relying on the psukim over there, and not only was Aaron nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, so were his children. Vesbonov Takriv, and his sons you shall bring clothes, Vilbashtam Kutonis, and you shall dress them with shirts. Vihogarta Oisum Avnate Aaron Uvonov, and you shall tie them with Avnatim, Aaron and his sons, Vihovasha Lohemik boys, and you shall wrap around them their hats for the Kohen Hedget, Vahoisa Lohem Kuna Lukas Oilam, and it will be for them a kahuna forever through these clothing, Umilesa Yada Aaron Vyad Bonov. And through wearing these clothing, they will be inaugurated, Aaron and his children, to be Kohanim. It is interesting that the Pasuk over here in Pasuk Tes mentions Aaron's Avnate together with the Kohanim Hedjoitim's Avnate. Really, the Avnate should have been mentioned in Pasuk Hay when it says that Aaron will wear the Ksoines and the Me'il. So between the Ksoines and the Me'il, it should have said that you tied on the Avnate. Why is the Avnate mentioned over here? Ramban learns that since the Avnate was a beged that was worn both by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedget, therefore they are both put together, and the Torah does not mention it separately by Aharon. And the Mefarshim ask on the Ramban, if so, why is the Ksoines mentioned separately by Aharon? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Hey, Vilbashtos Aharon es HaKutoines. And in Pasuk Ches it says, Vesbonov Takriv Vilbashtam Kutonois. So we see the Ksoines was worn by both, and still the Torah mentions it separately for Aharon and separately for Bonov. So why would the Avnate be put together? And the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey brings a raya from this pasuk to the Manda Omar that says that just like the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol was made of shatness, so too was the Avnate of the Kohen Hedget made of shatness. Because over here the pasuk puts together the Avnate of Aaron Uvonov to tell us that the two Avnatim were really exactly the same. And the pasuk continues, V'ikrafto es hapar, and you shall bring close the par, the bull, lifnei oil ma'ed, before the oil ma'ed, v'somach Aharon uvonav esidehem al rosh hapar, and Aaron and his sons will lean their hands on the head of this bull, v'shochanato es hapar lifnei Hashem, and you, Moshe, shall shecht the par before Hashem, pesach oil ma'ed, at the opening of the oil ma'ed, referring to in the chotzer, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, v'lokachto mitam hapar, and you, Moshe, shall take from the blood of the par, v'nosato al karnois hamizbeach v'etzbo'echo, you shall place it on the horns of the mizbeach with your fingers. Go up the kevesh and stand on top of the mizbeach, and with your fingers place the blood on those four corners, those four horns that stuck out and protruded from the mizbeach. That's kol hadam, and the remaining dam, tishpoich el yisoid hamizbeach, shall be poured onto the base of the mizbeach, which was the bottom amma of the mizbeach. That was what you shall do with the dam. And now we are telling you what to do with the fats to be brought on the mizbeach. You shall take the fats that cover over the stomach, the eis hayoseres, and the yoseres, which was a membrane that was on the liver, al hakoved with part of the liver, veshtei akloyes and the two kidneys, vesachelo asher alehen and the fats that are on them, vektarto hamizbecha, and you shall be makter it and smoke it on the mizbeach. So these are the fats that you shall take: the chelev that covers the inside, the oiseres, part of the koved, and the two kidneys with the fats on them, and that all went on the mizbeach. Vesbesar hapor, and the flesh of the par, of the bull, ves oirei and its skins, ves pirshei and its dung, tisroif bo'esh, it shall be burnt in fire, michutz l'machane, outside the machane, chatos hu, it is a chatos. Rashi explains that this chatos is different than all other chatois, because a chatos chitzoina, which means a chatos in which the blood was placed on the outside mizbeach, the din is that the remaining flesh is usually eaten by the kahanim. A chatos pnimi, where the blood is brought on the inside mizbeach, those chatois, after you are makriv the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach, the rest of the chatos is burnt. Over here we see there, this is a chatos chitzoina, where the blood was placed on the outside mizbeach, and the rest of the chatos was burnt. So this was a hairah shah, a din that was only said at this time, that a chatos chitzoina shall be burnt. So the pasuk concluded now saying what to do with the par lechatas. And the pasuk continues, Vesha'ayel ho'echa tikach. And now you shall take one of the rams. Vesamechu Aaron uvona vesideim al roisha ayel. And Aaron and his sons shall lean their hands on top of the ayel. Veshochadat es ha'oil. And you, Moshe, shall shecht the ram. Velokachta es domoi. And you shall take its blood. Vizorakto al ha'mizbeach saviv. And you shall sprinkle on the mizbeach the blood saviv around. Rashi explains that they took the blood in a basin, in a pan, and sprinkled it shtayim shehein arba. The kohen stood by the corner of the mizbeach and sprinkled it in a way that it hit two sides together, and then went to the other side of the mizbeach on an angle, ba'alachsoin, the diagonal of that corner, and did the same thing to the other corner, hitting two sides. This way, shtayim, with two matonos, it hit four sides. In two applications, it hit four sides. Shtayim shein arba. Veso ayel tenatech l'nsochov. And the ayel itself you shall cut up into its pieces. V'rochatz dokir by uchrov. And you shall wash out its insides and its feet. V'nosata al nsochov al roshoi. And place the insides and its feet together with the other pieces and its head. V'ektarto es kol ha'ayel ha'mizbecha. And then you shall smoke the whole ayel on the mizbeach. Oilahu. It is a carbon oila, Lashem to Hashem. Reach nichoyach, it is a pleasant smell, which Rashi explains to mean that it is a nachas ruach, a source of contentment, that I said you shall bring the carbon, and you listen to what I said. Ishe, a fire offering, it was brought on the fire. Lashem hu for Hashem. So now let us go back on the Rashi's. Pasuk Aleph. Lekach. K'moy kach. The word lekach is like the word kach. Ushte gezeres hem. And there are two roots. Achas shel kicha v'achas shel likicha. There are two ways to say the same word. Kicha and likicha. Ulohen pisrat echas. And they had one meaning. There is no difference between kach and likach. Par echad. Zot Rashi lechaper al maise ho'egel shu par. It atoned for the egel because it is a par. And since the par is the same species as an egel, the egel is just a younger par, therefore let the par come and be mechaper and atone for the egel. And he took, besides for the par and the two elim, 30 breads, lechem matzis, chalas matzis, and rekike matzis. Hare elu gimel minim. There are three different types of breads that were taken. The first one is the lechem matzis, which is revucha. It means that hot water was poured on it. The chalas, and chalas matzis, and rekike. Lechem matzis, hi hakuri lamata b'inyin, chalas lechem shemen. That is the one that the pasuk calls further on, chalas lechem shemen. Why was it called with the name shemen? Al shem shenoisin shemen b'revucha, because oil was placed b'revucha in the one that had the hot water poured on it, keneged hachalas v'harekikin, equal to the amount of oil put in the chalas and the rekikin, because the revucha had a half of a lug of oil, and the chalas had a quarter of a lug, and the rekikin another quarter of a lug. So since the revucha, the chalas lechem shemen, had as much oil as both of them together, therefore it was called chalas lechem shemen. V'chol ha'minim boim eser chalas. And each min, you brought 10 chalas of each min. So there were 10 lechem matzahs, 10 chalas matzahs, and 10 rekike matzahs, totaling 30 chalas, 30 loaves. Belulas bashemen, the chalas matzahs were mixed with oil, kishen kemach, when they were still flour. Yutak behen shemen uboilon. He poured oil into them and then mixed them together. Meshuchim bashemen, smeared with oil. The rekike matzahs were smeared with oil. Achar afiyoson, after they were baked. Moishchon, he smeared them kmin chaf yivonis, like a Greek chaf, shehi asuya kinun shalanu, which is similar to our nun, but backwards. Vekrafta oisam, and then you shall take all of them, el chatzar ha-mishkan, to the courtyard of the Mishkan, b'yom ha-kamosai, on the day that you erect the Mishkan, which is chaf gimel adar. Verochatzta oisam ha-moyim, you will wash Aaron and his sons in water, su tfilas kol ha-guf, that is tfilah of the whole guf. Then you shall dress Aaron and put on all the begadim, and you will put on the ephod v'afarato, and you will beautify him with the cheshev ephod. So Grashi, koshat, to beautify v'tikein hachagura, and set up the belt v'asinar sivivaisav, and the apron all around it, and this will beautify the kohen. Then you will put on the mitznefes, the hat, and on top of that the nezer hakodesh, zehatzitz, the holy crown, which is the tzitz, al hamitznefes, it went on the mitznefes. K'moshe pirashti lamalo, just like I explained above, how the tzitz was going over the mitznefes. Ayideh hapsil hoem soy ushne hapsilim, sheberoshoy, through the middle psil, the middle string, and the two end strings, hakshurin shloshton me'achoyre ha'orif, that are all three tied in the back of his neck, who knows no al mitznefes k'min koiva. The tzitz was placed over the hat, over the mitznefes, like a koiva, like a hat. Umashachta oisai, and you shall smear the shemen ha-mishcha on Aaron. Af mishichazu k'min chaf yivonis. This smearing was also done like a Greek chaf. Nois and shemen al-roshai. First he placed a bit of oil on his head. Uben wise enov, and between his eyelashes. Umecharbrom ve'etzboi, and then he attaches them with his finger, attaching all the drops together in the form of a chaf yivonis. V'hoysa lohem, and she will be to them, milu yudayim zeh, this inauguration, lekuhunas olam, for an everlasting kahuna, umileisa, and you will fill up and inaugurate, ayideh ha-devar ma'ele, through these things, through these begadim, yad Aaron v'yad bonov, the hand of Aaron and the hand of his sons, b'miloi ufukudas ha-kahuna, by the inauguration and the appointment of giving him the kahuna. And first you will take the par and bring it Pesach Oil Moed. You will shecht it by the opening of the Oil Moed, which means Bachasara Mishkan Shelofne HaPesach, in the courtyard of the Mishkan before the Pesach, because they did not shecht it in the doorway, but rather in front of the doorway in the courtyard. And he will take the dam and place it Al Karnois, on the horns, Lamala Bekronois, above, literally on the Kronos Mamish, on the horns. Mezko Adam, and the remaining Dam, Shiyore Adam, will be poured El Yisoyed HaMizbeach, to the base of the Mizbeach. Kimin Blitas Beis Kibul, also Loi Saviv Saviv. There was a receptacle that protruded around the Mizbeach, which was called the Yisoyed, La'acha Sha'ola Amo Min Ha'oretz, after it went up an Amo from the ground, after that first Amo was the Yisoyed, was the base. And they took the fats, hachilev hamachases hakerev, the fats that covered the inside. Hi hakrum shal hakeres, this is the membrane on the stomach, shekarin tila, that was called tila. Ves hayoseres hu tarpisho dekabda, it is a membrane on the liver, shekarin ivrash. Al hakoved, af min hakoved yitil ima, and he also took some of the liver together with the yoseres. And all that he was makriv on the mizbeach, but the rest of the par tisarif tisarif ba'esh. Lo matzino chatas chitzonu nisrefes elazu. We do not find a chatas where the blood was placed on the outside of mizbeach that the remaining part of the chatas was burnt, except for this. And even though we do find another place in Parsha Shmini on the 8th day of Miluim, when Aaron brought an egel lechatas over there, that was also burned, even though it was a chatas chitzonu. And then Mefarshim explained, when Rashi says Elazu, he means this and anything that has to do with the Miluim, with the inauguration. And since that Egel was brought on the 8th day of the Miluim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was also part of the Miluim, and therefore Rashi is including that Egel also in the statement, Lo Matzinu Chatas Chitzonu Nisrefes Elazu. This one, and also the Egel from Parshas Shmini. Maskil David explains, he gives a Hezber, why was this Chatas Chitzonu taka burnt? Why wasn't it like every other chatas chitzayna? And he says, we know that there is a carbon in which the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, brings, if he does an Avera, that if he would do it b'mezid, he would be chayiv karis. If he does it b'shoigeg, he brings this carbon called the par Kohen HaMashiach, the par that a Kohen HaMashiach brings for his Averis. And that par is a chatas pnimi, the blood is brought on the inside Mizbeach, and the rest of the par is burnt michutz lamachne. The Maskil David wants to say that since this par was brought as an atonement for the Egel, it was really a par Kohen HaMashiach. It was a par for the Kohen Gadol, for Aaron, to atone for the Egel that he allowed to happen. And the blood of this par should really go on the inside Mizbeach. But since we have a klal that ain't kentegar nasas an eger, we do not want the prosecutor to be the defense. And that is the reason why on Yom Kippur, by the Avodah, when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, he wears the big day lavon, white clothing. He does not wear any begadim that have gold in it, because we do not want gold to come inside the Mishkan, because the Egel was made of gold. And since we want an atonement on Yom Kippur, we don't want to bring a memory, a hint of the Egel. So Maskil David says here also, even since this par was being brought as an atonement for the Egel, we don't want to bring it inside. We don't want to bring it into the Mishkan. Therefore, this par Kohen HaMashiach, in which the dam should really be brought inside, is now being brought outside, on the outside Mizbeach. And now it's not Shver anymore why we have a Chatas Chitzoyna that is being burnt. Because in essence, this is not a Chatas Chitzoyna. This is a Chatas Pnimi. And by a Chatas Pnimi, the rest of the par is supposed to be burnt. It's just since in Kateger Nasas and Eger, we don't want to bring the blood inside, we therefore bring the blood outside. And Rashi continues, Vizorakta, and you shall toss the blood on the Mizbeach. Bekli, with a vessel. Oiches b'mizrak, he holds on to the basin. Vizorik kineged hakeren, and he tosses it toward the corner. Kedei sheyira lekan ulekan, in order that the blood will be seen on both sides of the corner. Ve'en carbon toy matona be'etzba, and no carbon needs an application with a finger, el achatas vavad, only achatas. Aval shar zevachim, but other karbonas, enon tuunun keren veloy etzba. They do not need an application on the higher kronos on top of the mizbeach, and not, it wasn't done with a finger, but rather with a kli. Shematan doma mechatzia mizbeach ulamata, because the application of blood was done on the lower part of the mizbeach. Ve'ena oyle bekevesh, he does not stand on the ramp, elo oymed ba'oritz v'zarek, he stands on the ground and tosses it toward the mizbeach. Saviv, kach mefurish b'shchitas kachim. So is explained in Masechet Zvachim, she'ein saviv, that saviv does not mean ella, only beiz matonu she'ein arba, two applications which are four. Ha'achas b'keren zavizu, one is in one corner, ha'achas b'keren shekenegdo balachsin, and the other one is in the corner that was diagonally opposite the first corner. V'chol matonu nearest b'shnei tzira keren elech ve'elech, and each application was seen on the two walls which are on the two sides of the corner. Nimsa hadam nosa medal ruchais, with two applications on the corners, the blood was seen on four sides, saviv around it. Lakach kari saviv, that's why the pasuk calls it saviv, because it hit all four walls. Al nasachov, you wash the inside and the feet, and you placed it al nasachov, im nasachov, with the rest of the pieces. Moisev al shahar nasachim, it was added to the rest of the cut-up pieces. And they brought this all on the mizbeach, reach nichayach, which means nachas ruach, a source of contentment. Lefanai, before me, she'amarti v'nasa ritzoni, I said what you shall do, and you did what I wanted. Ishe, it was a fire offering. Loshen esh, it is a language of fire. V'hi aktaris evarim shalo esh, it means smoking the limbs on the fire.